is now 9 o'clock-ish p.m. on lovely Friday night here at Kill Radio. This is Theme Party, coming to you every week from this very seat. I am the eligible Ross Lincoln, and soon I will be joined by other people tonight. We have a No Frills theme. It's a repeat of last night's theme. We had so much fun, we're going to do it again. It's a mix CD just for you, or for someone you love. In the background is a song from a French movie that I will tell you about later. The important thing about this song, besides the fact that it's awesome, is the fact that 7L and Esoteric sampled this for the final song of their first album. Anyway, tonight we'll be playing a ton of music, including, I'm very excited to say that Weird Al Yankovic, yes, I'm going to play some. Not from the new album, though. Not that I hate it. Actually, I just got the new Charlotte Gainsbourg stuff, too, and it is incredible. Anyway, I invite you to grab a drink and drink it. If you smoke, then do that as well. In the meantime, I'm going to play more music. Shut up. Come back with some fresh frickin' jokes. And now, about 4 years of music. I just want to remind you, by the way, we come to you every week, 9 o'clock p.m. till 11 o'clock p.m. You can join our mailing list at Theme Party Radio, or actually themeparty@gmail.com, or go to our MySpace profile, myspace.com/themeparty. And that is all. Well, besides the fact that this song is incredible, this one's pretty good too.
Before I burn it down. wouldn't want to cause you anything. Might break your lovely face up in a thousand shattered china pieces. In this bracken world of broken pieces,
sa perle hippopotame.
running from these eyes of mine. You turned off the light of love. You left with another girl. You turned off all your love for me. You forgot to turn off the clock. Shares are way down low. You disconnected the telephone, yeah. But these tears are running from my eyes. You can't turn them off and on. Cause baby, you left the water running when you left me here behind. Don't you know that you left the water running, running from these eyes of mine. And then you threw the key away. But you'll regret and you'll be upset when you get your water bill today. Cause darling, you left the water running when you left me here behind. I swear that you left the water running, running from these eyes of mine. Don't you know that you left the water running, running from these eyes of mine, yeah. Running from these eyes of
mine. Big Sky looked down on all the people looking up at the big sky. Everybody's pushing one another around. Big Sky feels sad when he sees the children scream and cry. But the big sky too big to let it get him down. Big Sky too big to cry. Big Sky too high to see. People like you and me. Down on all the people who think they got problems. They get depressed and they hold their heads in their hands and they cry. People lift up their hands and they look up to the big sky. But the big sky is too big to sympathize. Big sky is too occupied. But he would like to try.
Just to wait and see till then they can be. So then.
kissing is nice, but hard. Sit down on your chair and play. I stretch out on your bed and wait. And wait.
say one thing while the Human League are playing in the background, and that is this. We are currently in the middle of Kill Radio's magical fundraising season. If you enjoy Kill Radio like I do and like everyone else, we encourage you to make a donation. I made a donation earlier, in fact. Go to our website, killradio.org. Click the donate button. I'm going to be harping on this later in the show. I just wanted to say that now. Also, if you want to IM us, make some song requests, or insult the selections we've made, or praise them, which would be more logical since they are incredible, then the easiest thing for you to do would be to IM us. Our AOL Instant Messenger ID is Theme Party Radio. And that is all. You know, if I was some kind of, like, slick-talking, you know, major radio DJ, I would say, add your voice to the sound of the crowd, because that's the title of this song.
I'll come running to tie your shoe. 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 We'll be right back.
just what it is, but it is real, that's what it is.
Des comics, une des restaurant right down the street. They have good food and a good man.
He sings Elvis songs.
He sings Elvis songs.
You is that food. A good level? I'm rapping like this one. I'm rapping like this.
Why are you rapping like that? That's kind of crazy. It's a crazy
I mean, I
sound.
Think the general level.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm going.
Go.
Yeah. All right, if you haven't been to Palms Thai, it's on Hollywood Boulevard. You should go. They're paying us in free drinks. I don't know. They give you a Coke or something.
Is anyone even to Palms Thai? Or we?
There we go.
Those are
right,
women.
Yeah. I'm talking right down the street. We'll grab a bite to eat. I'm craving jailhouse rock and my choice of meat.
And I'm all shook up. I'll take a singer with a mug while I watch Asian Elvis sing a hunk of burning love.
So chick takes my order. Food's out in a hurry. So fast, in fact, that it's kind of got me worried.
Secret Asian waitress takes your order in an earpiece. Turn and burn your table before you even take a seat.
Got the music and the grub, and it's even nice and cheap. I chop on my Penang while I rock to the beat.
Deep fried catfish, curry paste soup, yum. Sukiyaki stir fry, steamed crab dim sum.
Sweet and sour fried rice, baby corn pad thai. Tom Kha, radnor, chow mein, pan fried.
Fish ball, sway shoe, chili sauce, hot spell. Teddy bear, spicy shrimp, heartbreak, hotel.
Yo, man, Lee, you hungry?
Yes, I have the munchies.
We'll let these heads know what we got, that green curry. Thai,
Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis.
Boy, you want some food?
And some blue suede shoes.
Well, we'll get all that and some fried tofu.
Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis. When I drop a Palms Thai, bone dry and hungry. And I want a lot of grub for not a lot of money.
It's like $8. And now I got lunch for later when I'm hungover drunk, being a couch potato.
Walking like I own the place.
Elvis even knows my face.
We don't got no time to waste.
Come on, waitress, bring my plate.
It's an Asian Graceland. When the food is the pan, it's like Memphis, Tennessee, mixed with Thailand.
And we're the man band. My name is Manowar. I want sweet basil and tomato. Number 54.
I take a 57. My name is Man Lee. That's crispy pork with Chinese broccoli.
Wontons, hot dog, in the ghetto bean sprouts, dry chili, green curry, stuck on you.
I'm talking sweet and sour, baby corn, sideburn, bok choy, sunglass, jumpsuit, rhinestone, cowboy.
Man, Lee, you hungry?
Yes, I have the munchies.
Well, let these heads know what we got, that green curry.
Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis. Well, you want some food?
And some blue suede shoes.
Well, we'll get all that and some fried tofu. Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis, Thai, Elvis.
Now, DJ Man Optimus is gonna cut the fuck out of this track.
Well, thank you. That's right. Kind of a big deal.
All right, we're gonna talk for a while, ladies.
Hey, Roz.
Hey, ladies. How's it going?
Good.
Apparently, it's the Playboy Mansion here at theme party tonight. Because it's just one guy and a whole lot of foxy ladies.
Are you wearing a bathrobe, Roz?
No, I'm wearing a teddy, actually. I got it at Victoria's. I got it at Victoria's Open Secret.
Yeah. Victoria's Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yeah, Victoria's Closet. That's where I got it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's theme party. We're going to talk for a while because I feel like it, and I want to tell you what to listen to. And then I'm going to say hi. But first I'll say hi. That's what I'll do first. I, of course, the eligible Ross Lincoln. With me, as always, is my very good friend, DJ Kiss My Fist.
Well, not as always because I haven't been here.
I'm in my heart, as always.
Yeah, she's been be back.
She's been hating on us lately, but she was out of town frequently.
Well, she is, as always, your very good friend. So.
That's true. She is. You're right. That ain't gonna change word.
Word.
We just shook hands. We're not really gangsta. Yeah, she was in the land of Jerseyites.
New York, New Jersey.
That's right.
And before we had a show, I think.
That's right, you did.
The week before that. So yeah, it's been a while.
It has, but we're glad to have you back. We also have DJ Fun Employment with us tonight.
Hello.
When did you get that name? Because I thought you were DJ from Roseanne.
Yep. I was, but I got unemployed.
I like DJ Fun Employment.
Yeah, DJ Fun Employment's the best ever. And then, of course, we have...
Until I get employed again.
No, even then, you'll be DJ Fun Employment. No, at that point, you'll be DJ Unenjoyment.
Probably, yeah.
We also have DJ Ooze for Jesus.
Hi.
Yeah, word. All right, so I'm going to tell you what we just listened to. We listened to a lot of songs. It's going to take me a minute to get through them, so I'll just start in reverse order. The last song you heard was a song that I produced.
Ty Elvis.
Exactly. Don't make fun of me, okay? The point is, I produced that song, and I'm very freaking proud of it because I've never really produced a song before. We recorded it live in the studio a couple weeks ago with the Man Band, where, you know, you haters can just kiss my dick. That's how I feel.
No.
Don't hate on him, playa. Seriously, I produced the shit out of that song. We recorded them live in the studio, and then I did a very amateurish mix down in my bedroom a week later. What are you guys laughing about? Why don't you just tell me?
Nothing.
Yeah. They're laughing because they don't have my genius amateur producing abilities. The point is, that song is not available.
Producing.
I'm a producer, and I forgot to put in my teeth.
You know, I that was an unintentional pun, but you know what? A producer is somebody who... Exactly.
He's revved up like a douche.
No, a producer is like the guy who does like the girls Gone Wild videos.
Oh, Joe Francis?
Yeah, like a guy who's a douche, but he makes even douchier products. So he's a producer.
Oh, like...
Like Joe Francis or like the guy from American Apparel.
Or the guy who makes Massengill.
That's too on the nose, I think.
I know. It was a little too much not of
What's
a stretch.
What's the guy from American Apparel?
Oh, he's like a complete psycho, apparently.
What?
He beats off in front of interviewers and...
Wait,
and
don't
what?
You?
Well, I only do that in when I'm specifically being interviewed by Wank Magazine, which is a very specific interview. They wanted to know my techniques, my recommendations.
How do you think I've gotten every single one of my jobs?
We'll come back to that later. The point is...
Is that why you're unemployed now?
Yeah, that's right. You didn't masturbate good enough. See, what they were looking for is... They were the problem is she was double-clicking the mouse, but they were looking for more like cutting it like a DJ style.
Or stirring the soup.
Yeah. They were hoping you would paddle the pink canoe, but instead you... But instead you just like found a place for your chopsticks.
Instead, I just masturbated.
Yeah, they were looking for something easily euphemized. Anyway, to get back on track, 2 weeks ago, the Man Band were our guests in the studio. We had them play four songs live. That song in particular was new, has never been recorded before. So like I said, after we recorded it live, I did a slight mix down, made it more even sounding in my own personal studio, a.k.a. my crappy computer. I'm very proud of it. And before that, we played a song by a French artist named Anna Karina. The song was called Roller Girl, which was a...
Actually, she's Danish.
Oh, she's Danish. Well, she was singing in a wonderful language.
She was singing in Francais.
Exactly. But she's from Denmark. And that was a bad joke. I'm sorry about that.
Twas.
I want to apologize. Wow. Tis nice of you to say twas. In a fortnight, we'll bring this joke back. Before that, we played Biz, Candy Pop. Before that, Brian Eno, a song called I'll Come Running, in parentheses, to tie your shoes. Before that, a song by my good friend Jens Lechman. Actually, it's technically Jens Lechman, but I did find out to settle the debate. As a affectation, he pronounces it Jens.
Loser. As Americanized.
What a girl.
No, it's like an affectation. He does it on purpose as sort of a way to distinguish himself. Mm. But apparently Jens is pretty...
To conform.
Jens is apparently kind of a not uncommon name in Sweden.
Esland.
The northern Esland. The point is, Jens Lechman, a good... imaginary friend of mine from Sweden. The song is called I Saw Her at the Anti-War Demonstration. And I like how it goes, was a sweet sensation of love. I think that's a nice little... It's a good song, damn it. Fuck you guys. Elvis before that. Burn in Love. Before that, Belle and Sebastian, Your Cover's Blown, which I love that song, but I didn't realize that it actually lasts 4 years long. That's a it's a good song. No, not in a bad way. Just it's a long song. I didn't realize that. We saw them perform live at the Wiltern several months ago, and it was a very good show.
The LG Wiltern?
The what?
It's now the LG Wiltern.
The LT Wiltern?
LG.
I really hate when people buy something and they put their initials on it.
I don't mind that as much as I mind when they just buy something and change the name, and all of a sudden they're like, the Verizon Amphitheater. You're like, what the fuck? Who is that?
What did the Verizon Amphitheater used to be called?
It was Irvine Meadows.
Right.
I think Arrowhead Pond just became the Honda.
What was the what is it the Palace used to be?
It used to be the Palace. It's now the Avalon.
Yeah, fuck the Avalon. It's
or
the Palace.
Universal became the Gibson Amphitheater, and it was like, what the hell is who?
Exactly. It reminds me of how the Anaheim, the Irvine, the Anaheim Angels became the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Well, that's just stupid.
I know. Before we played Bills and Passion, we played a song by the Human League called The Sound of the Crowd. Before that, Erlend Oye, another Norwegian, or another person from Scandinavia, Norway in this case. The Black Keys was the name of the song. Before that, The Kinks, Big Sky. Before that, You Left the Water Running by Barbara Lynn. Then an artist, I don't know if the artist was Clotilde.
It was Clotilde.
Clotilde. The song was called Saperlipopetta.
Wait.
Oh, I mispronounced the shit like out of that. How's it really pronounced?
I don't know.
It's spelled Saperlipopetti.
Saperlipopetta.
Yeah, Saperlipopetta. And before that, Charlotte Gainsbourg.
Yeah.
Whose new album just came out last week or a week and a half ago. It's incredible. It's mostly produced and co-written with Air. That particular song also had assist from Jarvis Cocker. You can totally tell. For those of you who don't know, I cut the shit out of my chin tonight shaving. I was actually raking the razor across my face to get rid of the unsightly facial hair, and I forgot that you can't really do that. And I was using a safety razor. I was actually using a Mach 3 that actually not only has like three razors that are super like smooth, but it also has like a referee and a mom who's constantly going, no, don't cut your face. But I managed to cut my face anyway. So DJ Ooze for Jesus has been checking it to make sure I don't bleed all over myself. Thank you for that, by the way, DJ Ooze.
It's just so embarrassing for me.
I know. I'm going to
use... How do you stand it?
Well, later on, we're filming an episode of Law & Order. Law & Order, misdemeanor offenses. And
is my dad going to be in as a special guest to investigate?
He's going to find out who cut my chin up. Chung chung! We've determined that you cut your own chin up. Dun,
you
dun,
fucker.
Dun. Yeah, and then that'll be the end of the episode. Before that, before that, we actually played a song, and I can't remember the title of it, so we'll have to come back to it later. But I'll find out before the end of the show. Basically, it's a really good band that I actually do like, but I keep forgetting their name because I didn't buy the CD. My friend Matt recorded the CD for me, and I had major brainstipation and could not remember what the song was. Okay, I replaced brain fart with brainstipation.
But it's still scatological.
I know. I'm looking for a better one, but could you, like... brain dam building. it doesn't. I can't figure out what the proper thing is. Yeah, we're coming up with it. But brain fart's the worst of all because a brain fart would more be like when you're not supposed to say something but you blurt it out anyway.
And then you go, oh, all eyes
was
on
I not
me.
Was I not supposed to mention your illegitimate herpy child? Yeah.
But I wasn't supposed to mention your herpes, Ross.
I know. I don't have herpes, thank the Lord. And I'm very happy.
That's why I didn't mention them.
You know, once, though, I dated a girl, went out on two dates with her. And the reason I didn't go out on more than two dates is because she waited until the second date to mention that she had fever blisters. Now, normally fever blisters wouldn't bother me, but what happened is she was broken out. Like, she was recovering from a fever blister breakout. But what it looked like she may have been just had, I mean, you know, at the time I was 25 and she was 21, so... Yeah, it could have been like acne, right? So we kiss, just a hello kiss, nothing big. But later on, I guess we were talking, and I mentioned it. She's like, oh, no, I'm just recovering from a fever blister outbreak. And I was like, what the fuck?
What the flirt?
Yeah, I was like, I didn't actually have an outrageous tirade. I was certainly mortified inside because my mom was like, I was like the boy in the bubble as far as fever blisters when I was growing up. My mom was like, do not ever drink after anyone, never. Do not drink after anyone. Do not breathe the same air. Do not eat food after them. And the result was that I managed to make it all the way until my current birthday, never having contracted fever blisters.
It's a wonder you are not neurotic.
Yeah, shut up. I know, between that and having to wear Huskies jeans growing up, I was a fat kid, for those of you who don't know. A very fat kid.
Tom says you were not a fat kid.
I'll show you pictures!
I've seen
Tom says he was fat and you were not.
You've seen pictures of me in eighth grade, but that wasn't my fat years.
Okay.
Yeah, my fat years was like fourth through seventh grade, and then I
the one on his wall.
No, that's not me and my fat kid. That's my post.
Yeah, you were all skinny then.
You said pictures. I was like, that's just a picture.
No, I used to have another picture up. The point is, I lost weight in eighth grade and looked pretty svelte. Basically because I shot up like 4 inches in my between seventh and eighth grade. I stayed at my grandma's because my dad was having heart surgery. And I've talked about this before, but I pinpoint
I don't know
the divergence No, this is great. I pinpointed, well, maybe it's great for me. I pinpointed the divergence between me and my sister. My sister, lovely woman, but she has gone the sort of like conservative, sort of Republican, not ultra religious, but very religious family track. And I went the immature man child liberal track. And I've been trying to figure out how that happened. Like, how did me come from the same family, and yet I ended up like I did, and she ended up like she did? And I pinpoint the divergence to that summer when she went to stay with my grandma, Faye, very religious, goes to church every Wednesday and Sunday. Pray, pray, pray if you want. But what? Wednesday. Yeah, Baptists and Nazarenes go to church on Wednesday as well as.
Why?
And non-denominationals, too.
Do they stay all day? Is it like a church-a-thon?
No, it's just that you go to church Wednesday, Sunday, and nowadays they have like Saturday services. I mean,
how long are services, may I ask?
They're short on Wednesday. They're like an hour and a half on Sunday and 45 minutes on Wednesday.
Oh, because like Catholics, it's just like an hour max.
Yeah.
No, it's always an hour and a half. It's like an episode of Saturday Night Live without the funny. So it's even worse than Saturday Night Live.
Catholics rule!
Yeah. The point I'm trying to make is that summer I stayed with my atheist grandma Goldie. And we ate pizza all summer, but I slept all the time, and I shot up like 5 inches.
That's why you grew 5 inches.
I know.
I want an atheist grandmother. I never had one.
I want one, too. Mine died, sadly. I know.
Well, I have an atheist mom.
Yeah, but did you have like the cool atheist grandma who was like, I just feel like there's nothing when you die.
I had a very fundamentalist, very religious grandmother that kind of
right
shaped
on.
Me into being an atheist, so I had a different experience.
Understizzle. I brought that back.
Oh, no. I've got the diabizzle.
Old school.
All right, I want to do something now, and this is important, actually. Kill Radio has been servicing the LA area for about 5 years, and we continue to do good work, activist work, and not only that, in addition to the activist work Kill Radio is involved in, Kill Radio has also been instrumental in being the first radio/internet station in Los Angeles to play a lot of artists that normally wouldn't hear.
Yay!
Theme Party in particular has been the first radio performance from a ton of really great bands. The Man Band, Kid Moxie, word to them. Faux for Real, Shabig, Audra May, 8-Bit, I believe. No, 8-Bit was on KXLU first, but KXLU are awesome, so we're going to give them
Yay!
Their propers.
Skates,
that's right. We were the first, for many people, but lots of Killer Radio shows. Get the Fuck Up got started on Killer Radio, Theme Party, of course, many other great shows. The point is, we normally don't ask for donations, but and we're not requiring donations, but we would appreciate them, and it would help us out. It would help us do all the great things we do. For instance, in upcoming shows, future musical guests will be here. We're going to have a return appearance by Shabig. We're gonna hopefully Shabig, if you're listening, let's firm that up. I'm gonna get the man band back, the DJ, other artists that I like. The point is, please donate to Kill Radio. Go to killradio.org. We don't care how much it is. It can be like $5 if you want. It doesn't cost you a thing to listen to us, and frankly, just consider it like tipping when you got good service. I'll pee in your bathroom.
You already have, haven't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't get to use your bathroom. Surprisingly,
it's an awesome bathroom.
I was so drunk that night, too. But let's not get sidetracked. The most important part is go to killradio.org, click the donate link, and just show Kill Radio and also Theme Party how much you appreciate the work that we do. And meanwhile, we're back, and I'm the eligible Ross Lincoln. It's Theme Party. It's Friday night. This is the ongoing Theme Party mixtape series that we are very, very keen on. And I like it so far. So let me just say, how you guys been? How are you doing? I'm glad to see you.
Well, I had a good trip.
Yeah.
But now I'm working.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about that, or should we allude to it instead?
Yeah, well, let's allude, I suppose.
All right, I'll give a hint. To those of you who are familiar with Salon Magazine during the late 90s, there was a particular columnist, whom I won't name, who is famous for being a ultra-conservative, but who used to be an ultra-liberal back in the 60s but became a conservative in the 70s, wears a goatee.
So he's born again.
Yeah, but he's a Jewish guy.
Can we?
So he's not really born again.
Can we call him like how we'd say Ross Schmlinken?
I don't want to get anyone in trouble, and I certainly don't want to name names, and I certainly don't want to give this particular individual any more publicity. But let's just say he's a right wing motherfucker.
Who kind of? Can I say he shares a name with someone else?
Yeah, he shares a name with a member of the Beastie Boys. He shares a last
name.
Last name.
But he shares the exact same first and last name with some consumer advocate.
You're right. But we're not going to name names. We're just going to say, if you know the clues that we've given you, you'll know who we're talking about. He has a foundation dedicated to destroying the liberal media and taking out the evil influence
that's
of Hollywood.
Don't you mean liberal?
Ooh, you didn't go there. Yeah, we've got to... Basically, those of you listening to the show know that Theme Party is, of course, a front for the Jew-controlled media and the liberal intelligentsia that wants to turn the United States into a one-world government and institute homosexuality in schools. Actually, all those things are pretty cool. So, where did that? But that's
you're all for homosexuality.
Yeah,
in schools?
You know. Frankly, it'd be a better Forced? Influence than Christianity. Oh, I went there. Actually, we were talking about this. Me and DJ Ooze for Jesus have been having a conversation all day because basically, every time like hardcore fundies like to say like we don't hate gay people, it's like no, because you don't consider gay people humans. You consider them heterosexuals who are sick. We consider gay people to be actual people with that orientation. But anyway. I don't know why I'm bringing that up.
Okay. We don't have any gay people in the room.
Oh, I will say this, though. Last night,
See,
Ooze for Jesus, Kiss My Fist, and myself, the eligible Russ Lincoln, we went.
And you didn't invite me?
You were too busy having your little firefly freak out.
Oh, F you.
Don't get me wrong.
I saw naked Mal Reynolds' ass, but go on.
We're going to have our own little like firefly freak out word.
Yeah.
But anyway, we went and saw a sketch comedy show last night. What's the name of DJ Advanced D and DJ's sketch comedy show?
It's called No Place Like Home.
It's pretty good. DJ Advanced D and DJ's particular contributions were very funny. Actually, the best skit was the one that he co-wrote. He did co-write that, right?
Well, it started out as one sketch, and when they were rehearsing it, it became a completely different sketch.
Right.
So I mean, they basically wrote it while they were rehearsing, so...
Right. Well, it's very funny. Basically, the skit that he was in was Inspector Gadget breaking up with Dr. Claw. And it was actually really funny and kind of witty. In fact, at one point, Advanced D and DJ goes, "Yowzers, this place is a dump." It was very funny. But for the most part, it was pretty good. I mean, they had like they're a new sketch comedy troupe, so I'm sure they'll solidify more in the future. However, I do want to say this, and this is actually exempting... Oh, thank you. This is actually exempting Advanced D and DJ because I actually felt his contributions were all pretty strong. Here's the thing. Obviously, anybody, I firmly believe that anybody can be a source of humor, regardless of your position in society. But I will say this. If you're not part of the majority, then making fun of you is lazy. It's easy. I think true satire is attacking people who are not the majority person. Now, there was a tendency in this skit to sort of rely on the funny gay joke. Now, granted, they weren't, like, being mean to gay people. They were just sort of playing up the sort of, like, haha, gay people are so funny, but we need to respect them. And it was kind of like, you know, it's 2006. Go ahead, Ooze for Jesus.
I was going to say, I don't really feel that that was necessarily the point. The point is that, like, a lot of these jock...
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm having a brain.
New Jersey goombas.
Mm. Well, yeah, but like, you know, who hate gay people or afraid of them, whatever, but have like this tendency to be kind of, sorry.
Right.
Thanks for
my paltry catch.
Anyway, they have a tendency to be homophobic.
Right.
And, but at the same time, they have... you know, this whole undertone of homosexuality going on.
Yeah.
And I think that was more like just making fun of or
it's possible. Maybe with a couple of rewrites, it'll be firmer up. I didn't think that there was anything hateful about the skit whatsoever. I just felt it was kind of lazy, that's all. I want to make it clear that what we saw last night was not homophobic in the least. They were actually poking fun at homophobia. But
generally, I do. I agree with your...
Right. They were going for the easy laugh rather than the hard laugh. And for the most part, that was like what I would say is the critique of the entire show we saw last night. They could have gone for the easy life. However, I do think there's a lot of potential. And I do highly recommend There's No Place Like Home in the future because I think that there was a lot of funny guys in there. They were clearly tight. I particularly liked this sketch where they were... I don't know why I liked it, but they did this parody of Saved by the Bell. I can't say what happened, but let's just say it was fucking shocking, but in a weird way. I personally feel like...
Why can't you say what happened?
What? Because it was really rough. I think I would ruin the joke by explaining it.
Got it.
I will say this. My personal feeling is that the best sketch comedy Monty Python, Mr. Show, The State all had the right idea. Never allow a skit to end. Segue. Don't give the audience a chance to wonder what the punchline was. Just go. Monty Python always segued. Mr. Show always segued. The State went back and forth, but for the most part, The State did the same thing. Like, just really quick jumps, segues. Sometimes, before the joke even gets there, go into something else. Go ahead.
That's basically how watching improv works.
Yeah.
I have to agree with that, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I like it, too.
Because, you know, I don't like getting caught up in plot and getting emotionally involved. I just like, okay, joke. Okay,
right.
Something else funny. I'm, you know, short attention span with funny stuff.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, brevity is the soul of wit, is the cliche. Sometimes if your joke is specifically drawing it out as long as possible, that's one thing. But it's sort of Saturday Night Live syndrome, right? Saturday Night Live sucks because they never know how to end a skit. With the possible exception of, like, the late 70s, I would say that the early 70s cast of Saturday Night Live is only funny in context with the 70s. I mean that sincerely. The last 3 years of that cast, though, like the 77, 78, 79, or actually 78, 79, and 80 years, very funny. But then there was a horrible period in the 80s, and then like the Phil Hartman-led cast during the late 80s, very funny. But since then, Saturday Night Live has sucked every balls you can because, yeah, they don't know when to end a skit, and they just let the joke die a painful, lingering death.
Well, what they do, they over-explain their joke, and
yeah.
It's like, look how funny we are. Look, I made a joke. Wait, did you not get it? The joke was blah, 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 and then Jimmy Fallon laughs at
uh-huh.
how funny it's not, and it just ruins it.
I agree, although thank God he's not on the show anymore.
I agree.
Mr. Show, The State, actually, I think for funniest comedy of the 90s, it's a toss-up between Mr. Show and The State. They're both equally hilarious.
No, Mr. Show's funnier.
I disagree. I think The State, they're both I think they're both equally funny because Mr. Show had the luxury of going for the swear, and a lot of times their well-timed profanities made the joke, but The State couldn't swear, so they had to work around MTV censors.
But Mr. Show gave me the funniest line. When I get out of here, I'm going to fuck a fish.
Yeah, that was funny. My favorite was, now I'm the only preacher with the fucking balls to say, Satan, you dick licker.
Can I get a fuck yeah?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, that was a funny skit. Mr. Show, God bless you. We miss you. Yeah, damn you to H-E double hockey.
And I like 3 × 1 − 1.
Yeah, 3 × 1 − 1 is really funny. My man Pootie T's from the street. He got to be able to walk across the street.
I like Where? To put my penis
in your beautiful vagina. Damn.
Double damn.
Actually, I believe I have that song.
I think I need to hear that.
I'm gonna find it. And I think now would be a good time to go back to some music anyway. I want to remind you... I want to remind you, everybody, that, of course, you can IM us. Theme Party Radio is our AOL Instant Messenger ID. Where are we at? Yeah, there we go.
Yay!
Theme Party Radio is our AOL Instant Messenger ID. I want to remind everybody that our MySpace profile is myspace.com/themepartyradio. You can join our mailing list by sending an email to themeparty@gmail.com. Check our MySpace profile for updates. We always put the upcoming shows from all our friends up there, plus maybe announce important themes. And we're going to play a song now from Run, Ronnie, Run, the Mr. Show movie. The song is actually the Ronnie Dobbs love theme that we don't know the title of it, so we just called it Pussy Doodle Doo because that's actually a line from the song. And when we come back in about, it's 10:18 now. We'll be back in half an hour to talk some more. The Theme Party mixtape continues. And when we come back, we'll do more of this stuff. And please, for the love of God, go to killradio.org and donate. And now, without any further ado...
How's about you and I go fuck? Night of a thousand and one erotic delights. This night of nights will truly be rememberful. I will stick my penis
in your beautiful vagina.
Damn, damn, double down. Damn, damn.
This is the greatest love in history, a monstrosity of ecstasy, a biography of nudity.
Will ignite a flaming pyre of costly trike delight, like ew, a diamond necklace dipped in chocolate to get you hot. It's just a small confection to signify my affection. How about a collection of erotic magazines,
erotic tangerines,
new erotic letters from Ben Vereen. This is the greatest love in history, a monstrosity of ecstasy, a biography of nudity. For you, you and me.
Girl, this is a night that supersedes all comprehension. It's gonna make Stephen Hawking feel stupid. It's gonna make the night Lincoln was shot look like a peanut.
A peanut girl, a lonely little peanut. Like a pirate in the night, challenge your pussy to a fight. Pussy diddle doo. I stuck my penis in your thoughtful vagina.
Oh, shit.
Until this we both the greatest love in history. Amongst of ecstasy, a biography of me, a life that's what I'll give to thee. This was the greatest love in history. Challenge all the body to a pussy, baby, of the baby, 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 baby,
double S-O-M.
I do the right thing.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow, So love me. There's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see our dreams should be dreamed together? And a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see our dreams should be dreams together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And some day, while the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones of our own. We'll be right back.
I believe. Hello.
Hello.
I'm waiting.
Hello.
Hello. I think I'm there. Anyway. Okay, now this is the end of the show. As you can tell by the... Actually, that's not really how you can tell. I will discuss what we've just played for the last half an hour or so. The last song you heard was from the New Arlen and Cameron album, Hi-Fi Underground. The song is called Games.
Yes.
Before that, L'Enfer. L'Enfer is the title of the song by Coralie Clement. Before that, Duran Duran.
Don't correct him.
Yeah, how is it pronounced?
I don't know. Your mom.
Yeah, exactly. So is it Coralie Clement? Or is it Coralie Clement?
It's Coralie Clement.
Clement, whatever. You know what? If the French want me to pronounce the words right, they'll spell it in English.
Yeah, dumb that's fucking frog-speaking Frenchies.
That's right. Take that, advanced
no, that's Robbie
contributor
Williams.
To culture. Okay, anyway, before that... I'm not jealous or anything of France. I'm not at all. They look good.
I've been to France. It smells like pee and B.O.
Yeah, but England smells like cigarettes and pee.
Yeah, but...
I take cigarettes
over B.O.
Yeah, but America smells like farts and hamburgers. So.
McDonald's farts.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
And McDonald's hamburgers.
No, yeah. America's the only place where they have acid rain, acid snow, and acid fart. It's really depressing here. Anyway, before we played Duran Duran, Like an Angel.
Which was awesome.
A great song. Before that, Cliff Richard, The Young Ones. Before that, Generals and Majors, XTC. Before that, The Scissor Sisters, I Can't Decide from their new album. Before that, Ananda Shankar, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Before that, Comita, Blossom.
Yay!
We started that set off with Mr. Show, actually, 3x1-1.
Yay!
And which was a comedy skit on Mr. Show. The song was called, I don't know what the song is, Ronnie Dobb. It's Ronnie Dobb's love theme.
It's the love theme from Run, Ronnie, Run.
Yeah, but I'm going to call it Pussy Doodle Doo.
How about Erotic Letters from Ben Vereen?
That's nice. Or how about Challenge Your Pussy to a Fight? Theme Party will return next week. We may or may not have a more elaborate theme, but I'm enjoying the Theme Party mixtape. What do you guys think?
Yay!
Yeah, it was fun. Now we're going to go do something else, and I don't know what that is, but I'm hoping...
Your mom.
No, it's not going to be her. She's dead. She died in Vietnam. Thanks for bringing that up.
Fucking bitch.
That's what I said. My mom's a nice lady. Don't call her a bitch on the air. Yeah. Your mom's a bitch.
Well, yeah. We already discussed this off the air.
That's true. I just want to say, moms, I love you. I don't like them talking about you like that, mom. And except when we're off the air, and then I'm like, oh, snap!
Aw, Snape.
I love my mom's. Anyway, she just recently...
Oh, Harry Potter Durker.
She just recently... My mom's just recently turned 61, actually.
My mom's older than your mom, bitch. Yeah. And my dad just turned 71, so bring it.
My mom's at least tan.
Oh, my dad's black.
Damn.
Okay, so my mom's not. Shut up.
All right, we'll be back next...
What is your mom?
She's black, technically.
Her mom would be the
one drop of black blood. Law.
Her mom is only black under
1800s rules.
Yeah, American laws on racial categorization. In France, your mom is Armenian.
If she were a northerner, she'd be white. But since she's a southerner, she's black.
Exactly. But you know, after like
it's
the
like, what's with no,
but to be fair,
Italian
after. It's true though. After 1905,
my mom
though,
is blacker than your mom. I swear to God, she's
it's
really
true.
Tan.
Well, we're going to continue now, telling hilarious jokes about how racist America can be. And when we return next week,
literally, my mom is darker than your mom.
No, yeah, it's the truth. Anyway, that's not the point. The point
it's
is, theme party's
racist.
Coming to an end. We're going to play one more song by Petula Clark. Is how we're going to end this song. Because I really, really like this Petula Clark song. And that's going to be it. When we come back next week, we'll have an all-new theme. I'd like to remind everybody, go to killerradio.org, where you can make a donation by clicking the donation button. You can also join our mailing list, themeparty@gmail.com, etc., etc., etc. And now I am going to... close this up. I you know, the energy drink combined with wine has really created wit unparalleled in me, I think, is the way to look at it. That's all. So what do you think, guys?
What? About what?
Just the fact that I'm just going to go.
Stuff is awesome.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, theme party is now
all
coming
right,
to an end.
Thanks.
Good night. Good night. Come back next
good
week.
Night.
Forgive us, for we know not what we drink.
That's what it is. Le soleil.